Nursing Assistant, page 40, Preventing Infection. Preventing problems is easier than curing them. Infection control is a critical concern for healthcare workers. Control measures apply to everything from colds and flu to life-threatening diseases. Infection is spread by microorganisms, living organisms that can be seen only with a microscope. Microorganisms are everywhere, in the air, on the skin, in food and beverages, and on everything you touch. There are two types of microorganisms: pathogenic, harmful, and non-pathogenic, harmless. Microorganisms that cause disease are bacteria, for example, staph or strep, virus, and fungus. Infection spreads through contact with a contaminated person or object. Sneezing, coughing, and touching can spread germs. Pathogens usually enter the body through broken or damaged skin or through the mucous membranes of the eyes, nose, or mouth. Stop infection from spreading by being aware of how infection spreads. The chain of infection has six links. Interrupting any of the links stops infection from spreading. Following is a brief description of the chain of infection: infectious agent, pathogen, and the carrier, organism that produces disease. Reservoir, where organisms grow and reproduce, often moist and warm. Portal of exit, how germs get out of the reservoir, for example, body fluid. Transmission, how germs spread from source to person. Portal of entry, how germs get inside a new host, for example, the nose, mouth, eyes, cuts. Susceptible host, person lacking resistance to particular infection. Breaking any link breaks the chain. The weakest link is transmission. Most efforts to stop infection from spreading are aimed at eliminating the way germs are transmitted. For example, washing hands, using personal protective equipment, and disinfecting. The immune system is the body's natural defense against infection. The system sometimes fails when powerful pathogens are present. Stress, poor nutrition, and lack of sleep tend to weaken resistance to disease. Help residents recognize signs and symptoms of infection and ask them to tell you whenever there is a problem. Encourage them to use tissues and cover their mouths when they cough or sneeze. Following are examples of signs and symptoms that could indicate infection: fever, red or hot skin, chills, lack of appetite, change in behavior, restlessness, pain, swelling, discharge, which means drainage, exudate. Promptly report any changes in a resident's condition. Early detection can prevent infection from spreading. Do not spread infection if you feel ill, for example, fever, sore throat, coughing, or sneezing. Check with your supervisor before reporting for work. Cover any cuts or open sores with a fresh bandage before reporting for work.